From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Do spies who come in from the cold have a right to their day in court? That was the question before the justices at the Supreme Court today. NPR's Nina Totenberg was there for the arguments and has this report.
John le Carré's novel, The Spy Who Came in from the Cold, coined the phrase that's become synonymous with the contradictions of espionage, the questions of loyalties large and small, and whether the ends justify the means. Today's case presents just such dilemmas. The plaintiffs are a couple who spied for the United States during the Cold War and now allege that the CIA has reneged on a promise of financial support. John Doe, a pseudonym, was a high-ranking diplomat in an Eastern Bloc country when he and his wife tried to defect. They were turned over to the CIA, they say, and coerced into spying for the U.S. In exchange, they were promised that they would eventually be relocated to the U.S., given new identities, and provided financial assistance for the rest of their lives. The CIA delivered on the first part of the deal, but the Does wanted to work, and with the help of a CIA-faked resume and references, John Doe found a job and agreed to give up his $27,000-a-year stipend. Years later, when he lost his job because of a merger and his health began to fail, he contacted the agency to ask that financial assistance be resumed. The CIA, in a letter, said it could do nothing because of, quote, budget constraints. Frustrated in making an internal CIA appeal, the Does filed suit, asking that the courts order the CIA to give them a fair hearing. The CIA admitted the existence of regulations that require it to provide continued assistance to resettlers for life, depending on age, health, or financial need. But the government sought immediate dismissal of the case, citing a Civil War-era Supreme Court decision. That decision, involving a personal promise from Abraham Lincoln, went to court after Lincoln and the spy were both dead. And the Supreme Court held that contractual agreements with spies cannot be enforced by the courts. Today, Solicitor General Paul Clement told the justices that the Doe's spy agreement is similarly off-limits to the courts. Justice O'Connor, suppose a former spy breaches an agreement by publishing a tell-all book. The federal government couldn't go to court to enforce its agreement either? Answer, we can't take them to court. The very idea of walking into a courtroom is inconsistent with the whole idea of an espionage agreement. Justice Kennedy, is this like a promise to make a gift that's unenforceable? Clement's answer was a little bizarre. This is like a contract that's unlawful, he said. It's a contract the law doesn't recognize. Ever since Nathan Hale agreed to cross British lines as a spy, spies have understood they have no legal rights. Justice Stevens, does that mean you could torture a spy? Answer, no, because everyone, spy or not, has a right to be free from torture. Justice Kennedy, you're saying if there's no contract, there's no liberty interest to protect here, no right of due process from the agency? Answer, if agents know they have no rights in court, they are on notice to seek other protections, like a larger payment up front. Justice Scalia, the other side argues that the Civil War case was decided in an age when courts were not as flexible as they are now. There were no closed-door hearings, no sealed documents. So why should we decide in advance that secrets will be disclosed in this case? Why not take a run at it and see? Answer, the idea is not for limited disclosure to court personnel. The idea is that once a matter is a state secret, it's not disclosed at all. Arguing on behalf of the Does, lawyer David Berman said all his clients want is a fair internal review at the CIA. Justice Ginsburg, based on what? Answer, the agency has said there are regulations to cover resettlers. We want notice of those rules and a chance to apply them. Justice Ginsburg, how would the court monitor the case to ensure a fair procedure? Answer, it wouldn't monitor it at all. It would simply order the CIA to follow its own rules. Question, supposing they don't give you what's in the regulations? Answer, they've got a detailed procedure to follow. Justice Breyer, the CIA says, look, frankly, that's worse. With those rules in hand, it would take someone 10 minutes with a computer to find 400 other spies. Answer, that would not be possible because this would not be a public review, but an internal CIA process. The court, however, seemed distinctly unpersuaded that there were no risks. Indeed, not one justice voiced any clear support for giving the Does their day in court. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.